Today's 24th October 2016. I'm Rajeshwari Ganguly Banerjee, sitting in our SAP Lab, Department of Instrument and Music, Rabindra Bharati University, BT Road Campus, in conversation with Srimati Meeta Nag.
It so happened with my father that when he started as a performer, actually he started his career at the age of 14, in the year 1954, yeah. Because he then performed at All India Music Conference, and also at the same time, he was a graded artist of All India Radio. So, he came to be known as a musician, and all the great tabla players, vocalists of the time, they loved my Baba very much. And like it was a kind of affection they had for him, because he was very young and he was also a very simple kind of man, very simple, like a child even today. He's a very simple man. He doesn't understand the complexities of life at all. So music is the only thing he knows. So at that time, all these senior musicians, they used to encourage and they used to bring to the limelight a very talented young musician. And in that way, my father had his maternal aunts living in Varanasi, Benares, as we say. So in Benares, Pandit Kishan Maharaji was there, Pandit Shanta Prasadji was there, and there were also many other musicians. In his childhood, my father even used to go to the residence of Biju Maharaji. And very often he used to spend his time with Pandit Kishan Maharaj at his residence and practice with him. Then Ustad Amir Khan, he used to ask my Baba to play in some concerts. He used to refer to organizers that Manilal is a very nice player, very nice young player. And one should remember that my father was blooming as an artist at a time when three great Maihar artists were just reigning the domain of music. You know the names. Yes. So that's, of course, Panditji, Pandit Ravi Shankar, who was once again very much inspired by my Dadu's playing. And at Uttarpada, they used to meet a lot. They used to talk. And my grandfather, Sangeet Acharya, he was in Uday Shankar's or troupe for a long time. So my father told me that actually at that time, I had to think that music would be my livelihood. Now, there are great artists, even Nikhil Jethu, like he was a bit senior to my Baba. So Nikhil Jethu was then almost an established sitar player, and Pandit Ravi Shankar was at his peak, so with Ustad Vilayat Khan Sahab. So my father had to carve out a way from among them to become famous and to make a living. So he faced the challenge. He faced the challenge, and he used to listen a lot, like he told me, at the Dagar brothers. And in his performance, when he plays the sitar, actually if you listen to his early recordings, there's a lot of influence of the Dagar Jor Alap, the Veenkar style of Alap, and the Dhrupad song. So at that time it wasn't difficult really for Baba to get concerts, because they were very big organizers like Tanshen, Surdash, Sadarang, there was another by Shotin Shen, Park Circus, then All Bengal Music Conference, then Monmotho Ghosh's Pathuriya Ghata. So there were, at that time, there were lots of music like meets or conferences, big concerts, and also of the audience. The audience was also a class audience, and majority of the middle class and the aristocratic class, they used to attend the classical music concerts at that time, most of them. So for my Baba, actually, it wasn't really too difficult to get concerts, because he was always patronized by the organizers who loved his playing, because he had a very melodious sound of the sitar. Like it's still today, like when people refer to my Baba's music, they say it's very sweet. He had a very sweet tone. And also his jhala, always very famous. And he had a very endearing relation with all the other sitarists. Nikhil Jethu was one of his very good, like they, both of them used to call each other Dada. Like they had a very cordial relation. Even Ustad Bilayat Khan Sahab, whenever he met my dad, he was always with a smiling face and he used to appreciate him very much. He used to appreciate him. So in that way, Baba's music, Baba's nature, like he didn't really find it difficult to make a living with music, and he also became famous and he played in numerous concerts, not only in Calcutta but throughout India. I think if you just see the list of performances, I would say my dad superseded the number of concerts compared to any other sitar musician.